at RedingSubaru.com and are located at 481 East Cypress in Redding, just west of Bocelli Lane. KKRN thanks Redding Subaru for their generous support.
From KKRN Community Radio in Round Mountain, California, this is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg. Community Works Radio is a locally produced show that focuses on people who work for the common good in their communities. People who join in KKRN's mission of fostering positive social change and healthy communities. Today, my guest is Lynn Doro, CEO of Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. Lynn is also one of Hill Country's founders, and before becoming CEO, she was a counselor in behavioral health. She earned her MA in family counseling. Lynn has lived in Shasta County for most of the last 40 years. Today, Lynn and I will be focusing on mental health services provided by Hill Country, starting with the new mobile crisis unit, also known as the mobile crisis
outreach team.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Welcome, Lynn.
Thanks, Ellen.
Glad to have you here today. Let's start with a look at why mental health services are so important in Shasta County and why Hill Country has been focused on helping grow the services available here.
Well, you know, despite we all think of Redding as a big city, but largely Shasta is a rural county. And all over, not just California, but all over the country, rural counties have poorer health status than our more urban counterparts. And, you know, in some of the data for Shasta County is particularly bad. For example, our suicide rate is twice what the state average is. That is also true for drug-related crimes, drug-related accidents. Our child abuse rate is extremely high. And then a new focus in healthcare, which the study was done about 20 years ago, but it's just really in the last 5 years hit mainstream healthcare, is the term that's being used is adverse childhood experiences. So adverse childhood experiences are things that happen to you as a young person when you are still dependent, that include, certainly they include physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. It also includes having somebody in your family who went to jail, having somebody in the family with a mental illness, and Shasta County's adverse childhood experience rates are also about twice what the state average is.
Wow. I know. It's really amazing. And I guess that you have seen the impact of this on patients coming to the clinic, whether it be for medical care or mental health services, correct?
We have. You know, there was a period of time, I mean, I am one of the founders of Hill Country, but there was a period of time 15, 20 years ago where I was working at a local Acorn Community Enterprises, the Acorn Cafe, and trying to do primary prevention work. And one of the things that I realized was that many of the things that we were trying to engage people in a non-clinical setting, like to do parenting classes and different opportunities to make you and your family healthier, the participation rate was really low. Whereas in a health clinic where people come when they're sick, when they have a toothache, whatever it is that brings them in the door, there's an opportunity to engage them in some of the services that they really need and that could make they and their family much feel much better and healthier.
Right, and that's an aspect called integrated health care.
It is.
Where if you come in for one thing, they're going to
make
sure you're good.
We'll get you whatever you think you need, or we'll suggest what we think you might need.
That's right, okay. And so that's the background. That's the backdrop of what the mental health challenge is here in Shasta County. And the clinic started in 1985, so that's a long time ago. And if you fast forward to today, we have quite a number of services that Hill Country performs for behavioral health and other things. But the most recent new thing that's going on at the clinic is called the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team. And so why don't you tell us what that's about and what its purpose is, how it works?
I will.
Okay.
So that just started in January. And it's an outgrowth of another project I'll mention just briefly. 2 years ago, we began operating something that we call the CARE Center, standing for Counseling and Recovery Engagement. So it's an urgent mental health center that's open 365 days a year till 9 o'clock at night, intending to bring more appropriate care to anybody that's having an emotional or mental health crisis. It's been very successful. It's been used far more than the county mental health department, who funds it, far more than they projected that it would be used. However, it's a bunch of compassionate, highly skilled people sitting there waiting for somebody to show up at the door. So we realized early on that we didn't have adequate resources to go out and get people in wherever they were having the crisis. So finally, the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team allows us to do that. It's also funded in a different manner by Shasta County Mental Health. And right now, it's open. The service is available 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. The intent is that we will expand those hours to both later in the evening, a longer day, and be available weekends and holidays, although right now it's just Monday through Friday.
Well, I must say the CARE Center just sounds like it's a great place and a real resource for people that in the past haven't really known where to go. So I'm really so proud of the clinic for doing that. And then this team now, we have some partners with them. I mean, are there other people besides Hill Country people that are involved in this?
Well, we're working very closely with the Reading Police Department. And at this point, the area that we're serving, the geography that we're serving, is a 20-minute radius of Reading. So unfortunately, that service is not available up in Round Mountain and in Burney and Fall River. It's a different challenge up there because the calls would be so few.
Right.
So, you know, on a typical day for the mobile crisis team, the team consists of a licensed social worker and a case manager kind of person. They go out in this big rig that is a unique vehicle that's has Hill Country wrapped around the sides of it, that is big enough that it has a table and a couple of chairs in the back so they can bring somebody into the vehicle if that would be the most appropriate thing.
Wow.
And there, I would say that on average, it's new enough and small enough that it's hard to get an average, but they're probably averaging 3 to 4 calls a day that come in through 911 and the police department. So the method is that if that kind of a call comes in, the mobile crisis team deploys with RPD if it seems like it's going to be a mental health issue. And then if RPD deems the situation safe for our team, they can leave and our team stays. And they sometimes spend a couple of hours with somebody. So they're in a position to be able to do that, whereas that's not the job of the police department, really, and it can free them to go out and do what they're really intended to do.
And there are other cities that have these mobile crisis outreach teams or units, right?
There are. There's a lot of them around the country. Unfortunately, a lot of them start and then close. And that's partly because in most places, that's their whole use, is to respond with the police to police calls. This one is funded somewhat differently, and that's a good thing because it also allows for responding to calls from really anyone. Mm-hmm. Like on Tuesday, our staff is going to do a presentation to the downtown Reading business owners that will be both how to use the mobile crisis outreach team, but also how can you personally respond to what you see as being a mental health issue in your business. So a business owner can call, a family member could call. If I talked to the realtors of Reading the other day and I gave them all cards. So, you know, if you see somebody that you, whether it's the first time or you've seen them repeatedly on the street, it's clear that they have a mental illness and it appears that they're not getting any treatment for it, you can call the team and they'll respond.
Okay. And how do people call the team? We might as well throw it out now and then throughout the show.
Yeah. So the phone number for the vehicle itself, the immediate response number is 530-238-7133. And then there's a second phone number, which is more for general information, which is 530-238-7134.
Okay. So, well, and then, so the idea that these people, that the mental health people are able to just sit down with them and with the police not on the scene, I'm sure, is a plus in terms of the people being able to feel comfortable and trusting the people that are trying to help them.
I brought a quote with me because I think it's really good and it describes why we're doing it. This is, SAMHSA is an acronym, stands for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is the federal agency that funds many mental health and substance use services. And the quote is that far too many people experiencing an overwhelming life situation or psychiatric crisis end up in the wrong places with inadequate care and little follow-up, or get no care at all with profound and tragic consequences. And it is true that the certainly risk of suicidal community members are the most numerous users of the care center.
And what about the mobile crisis outreach team?
It's really too early to say that yet. You know, it's only been a couple of months. And the care center is certainly are dealing with people, responding to people who have a serious and persistent mental illness like schizophrenia or extreme bipolar disease. But a lot of the people that use the care center are people in a profound depression or they lost a family member. You know, people have both long-term and more situational mental health crises, and everybody uses the care center, whereas mobile crisis has a higher percentage of people who really have a chronic mental illness.
I see. And what is, like, can you, do you know or could you explain what happens to the people at the end of the 2 hours or 3 hours that they spend? I mean, you mentioned a case manager. Do they generally take the individuals back to a home that they have, or, you know, how does it end each time?
It ends differently. Occasionally, not often, but occasionally it ends up by them being taken to the hospital if it's deemed that the person really is at risk to themselves or somebody else. I think much more common, there's a resolution that allows them to either go back home or, if it's, you know, if it's like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they need someplace safe to be, they would bring somebody back to the care center. So the process is that this team is prepared to assess the severity of the situation, do an interview and, you know, connect with the person to try to figure out what is really going on, provide them with some sometimes practical resources, sometimes, you know, connecting them with a more human resource if they need to continue to talk to somebody. And then the following day, they make contact again to follow up with that person.
That's important. That's interesting.
It is important.
That's a great idea, too, so that there's somebody that looks out to make sure that it's somewhat resolved and that the person is on a path of help. So I don't know if this is a fair question or not, because you haven't been in operation that long as the mobile crisis outreach team, but what have you learned so far about this kind of care? Is there anything that you were surprised about what you've learned from the outreach?
I don't think there's anything particularly surprising yet. We're still in the phase of really getting the word out. Like, I have a big box of these little cards in my car, and I'm handing them out everywhere because the service is at this point underutilized, and we won't expand it until that first, you know, commitment is mm-hmm. is being utilized more fully. What we know is that there are a lot of people that could use the service, but we're only able to respond to a call.
Can I have the little card for a minute? Yeah, so if our listeners are interested in knowing how to contact the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team, I'm going to give you that number again, because from what Lynn is saying, you could be a business owner, a family member. There's so many people in the community that can be eyes out looking for a person who might have distress and need this help. And it's a really amazing resource that is there. And as Lynn just said, they can take more people than they're taking, and they drive to where the person is. So let me just repeat the number again. If you want to call the van itself, it's 530-238-7133. And if you just want to get general information, because you're a business owner and would like Lynn to come talk to you or some of them to come visit you, that number is 530-238-7134. And I'm just going to take a minute here to remind our listeners also that you're listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN Community Radio. I'm the host, Ellen Sugg, and today my guest is Lynn Dora, who is the CEO of Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, and we're talking about the mental health services that Hill Country provides, and in particular, right now, we're just wrapping up a discussion about the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team, which is new and has been done in partnership with Reading. So it mostly is serving the Reading community at this point. The hours again are 8:30 in the morning to 5 in the evening. And then this also folds into the Hill Country's other crisis center, which is the Care Center. So is there anything else about the Care Center, Lynn, that you would like to explain? I mean, it does have a medical clinic there now too, right?
Yes, there are two suites in the building, which is at the corner of Market and Gold Streets. And the care center opened 2 years ago, and then just this past summer, we opened a small primary care clinic. So it's great to have both mental health services and medical services there, which is kind of our sort of Hill Country's claim to fame, is right. The integration of those two services.
Right, and it's a wonderful idea. So either you go in for a medical reason and may need some mental health care, or vice versa, and it just points out that our wellness has to do with our entire body.
Our whole body and
other things as well. And so the Hill Country Care Center is open 365 days a year. I know this is a repeat, but just in case people missed a little bit about it earlier, it's located at 1401 Gold Street in Reading, and it's open generally from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on holidays and weekends.
No, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay, mm-hmm. Got that wrong. But it provides crisis intervention. I mean, there are very good counselors there and case managers and people that will help you if you have a need in mental health or any of those things. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling panicked, anxious, there are people there that can help you. And it says here, free urgent mental health services.
Yeah, there's no charge for any of those services at the Care Center.
That's because it's...
it's funded by Shasta County Mental Health, and the dollars are from the Mental Health Services Act, which is the 1% tax on millionaires, which was intended, and in Shasta County, it certainly does provide services that are above and beyond the standard thing that you can expect from a county mental health department.
Great. Well, I think these services are so needed, and it goes, a lot of what you're doing goes hand in hand with the general problems that we're seeing in the communities there, and people on the streets that are unsheltered, you know, often are there, I guess 30% or something are usually have mental health problems of unsheltered people. So it's really a very good service that this provides.
A couple of years ago, the public health department, Shasta County Public Health, did the biggest kind of community-wide assessment that they had done in about 20 years. It was very extensive. And they talked to thousands of people, and thousands of people filled out questionnaires and such. And the two highest community priorities were mental health and substance abuse treatment. So it is what we're all the most concerned about, and rightly so.
Right, and both of these places can deal with both of those things.
Yeah.
So that's really a good thing. And then Hill Country, this is not all that you're up to in terms of mental health. Is there another program that you want to focus on?
Well, gosh, there's a lot of different things that we do. It just occurred to me that maybe I should mention our specific program, which we call MAT Plus. MAT stands for medication-assisted treatment, and it's a medication approach to treating addictions to opiates, which is also a very significant problem in Shasta County. Shasta County and Humboldt County have significantly high rates of opiate use and addiction.
Wow.
So that program uses a replacement drug called Suboxone, which binds to the opiate receptor but does not give you the euphoric feeling that some people experience with opiates and which they like so much. So it really does help people get off of that drug and get their lives back. So we now have almost 100 people in that program, which includes mental health services and case management services to help people get their lives reorganized. And what all of the, we have 7 medical providers now who can prescribe that drug. In a twist of irony, any licensed medical provider that's registered with the DEA can prescribe opiates, but you have to go to a special class in order to be able to prescribe Suboxone, which helps people get unaddicted to opiates.
But thank goodness Hill Country has had the foresight to have their doctors and healthcare providers, or 7 of them, trained to be MAT. Right?
And they all describe the same thing. And other doctors at conferences that I've been to describe the same thing, which is that after about 7 days, you see a different person. Their eyes clear, and they're able to think again. And it's really quite profound.
And so if a person listening now is addicted or has family members or friends who are addicted, what's the first step?
They could call our main number, which is 530-337-5750, and explain to whoever answers the telephone what you're interested in. And then they'll refer you to our new, if you're not already a Hill Country patient, they will refer you to our new patient coordinator, Margaret Jensen, and she'll do a significant telephone interview and figure out if and where we could help you.
Right. And Hill Country, the main campus is in Round Mountain, as which is where it started. But as you are hearing this, you know we have that Hill Country has facilities in Redding. And there is a medical clinic, a dental clinic coming
on Eureka Way in a few months.
And then several counseling places.
Yeah, so there's a primary care clinic on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's. There's the care center with the Gold Street Medical Clinic. And soon we will have a small dental clinic on Eureka Way. All of these are in preparation for the big project that I do want to touch on just a little bit while we have time, is Hill Country is getting close to breaking ground on the Center of Hope, which will be a big campus, big for us, big campus in Redding. It's going to be located on a beautiful parcel that's behind Lowe's and behind the post office, the big post office. It's on Industrial. The address is 1201 Industrial. And the Center of Hope is going to be a clinic that's just a little bit bigger than what we have in Round Mountain that will provide medical, dental, mental health, substance use services. And then it also has a second building on the campus, which will provide housing to 16 transitional age homeless youth who are students at either Shasta College or Chiba. I wanted to put in a pitch for Chiba and say you should get Kathy Taylor up here for an interview. It's an extraordinary...
I would like to do that.
It's an extraordinary school. It's a charter school that who targets young people who have not succeeded in conventional settings, 16 to 24-year-olds. And they have a construction track, so it's a very practically based thing. They're also working on getting a Habitat for Humanity chapter or affiliate, I don't know what the right terminology is, back in Shasta County.
Well, so I think we're going to take a little break here because there's so much more to delve into and just what you've just explained about the Center of Hope. So if you're just tuning in, this is KKRN Community Radio, and the show is called Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, and today I'm interviewing Lynn Dora, the CEO of Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, and we're talking about their many mental health services as well as their new project. And so I'm going to take a short break with a little bit of music, but please stay tuned. We'll be back very shortly, and you will be able to learn more about all of these things. Welcome back. You're listening to Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, the host, and today I'm talking with Lynn Doro, who is the CEO of Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. And we're talking about mental health services that Hill Country provides in the county. And right at the moment, right before the break, we were talking about this new big project that Hill Country is working on, which is called the Center of Hope. So, Lynn, you want to talk a little more about the Center of Hope? And
yes. So there's a lot of different aspects to it, but fundamentally it's a clinic very much like the one that we have in Round Mountain, where anybody who needs medical, dental, or mental health services can get them. I have to say, though, that we are busy, as is every other healthcare provider in Shasta County. So it's unfortunately not that easy to see a doctor right now in Shasta County. There aren't enough of them, and a bunch of the ones that there are going to retire really soon. So that's the core of the Center of Hope, is regular mental health and dental services for anybody who needs them.
And much like the place up here in Round Mountain.
The same sliding scale policy will apply for an uninsured person. Our rate of uninsured went way down a couple of years ago after the Affordable Care Act. Now it's on the rise again. It's at about 13%, I think.
But another thing we haven't mentioned is that Hill Country is what they call a federally qualified health center.
Yes. So,
and that has been in the news off and on because a lot of the funding for Hill Country does come from the federal government.
Yes. And Shasta County is very lucky to have four, what the acronym is FQHC. Yes. Shasta has four FQHCs, Hill Country, Shasta Community Health Center, Shingletown Medical Center, and Mountain Valleys up in Burney and Fall River.
Yes, that's right.
So another unique thing about the Center of Hope is that it will be the home base of several programs which we refer to in their totality as our complex care programs. So medication-assisted treatment, which I already described, is one of them. Another one is called AOT, Assisted Outpatient Treatment. And AOT is also funded by Shasta County Mental Health. And it's targeting people who have a serious mental illness but are resistant to getting treatment and don't want to have anything to do with medicine or psychiatrists. And I suspect that all of us, mental illness is pays no attention to class or race or where you live,
gender,
anything.
Right.
So all of us probably know somebody, some family, whether it's in our own family or somebody else's, where there's a young adult who is seriously mentally ill. It's clear that they're seriously mentally ill. It's the early onset. They are in denial. The family might be in denial. So the AOT program is intended to target those folks. And it's very intensive. A team of one clinician and two case managers have a caseload of 20 people. So it's quite intensive work with, often at the beginning, there's contact daily and sometimes more than once a day with those folks.
And does it take place at all of your facilities or?
No, AOT currently is just in Redding. However, in Round Mountain, we have another program which is very similar, and it's the first of the complex care programs that we started 11 years ago here. And it's called the Full Service Partner Program, which is also funded by Mental Health Services Act, MHSA dollars. And it's to provide whatever it takes to get somebody stabilized so that they stay out of the hospital, out of jail, and housed.
Well, that sounds like good goals.
Yeah.
and a way to help mental health.
Yeah.
And so are there other new programs?
Well, we were lucky to be funded recently by, in Shasta County, everybody who's on Medi-Cal in Shasta County has a card that says that they're a Partnership Health Plan member. Partnership is our Medi-Cal Managed Care Organization. They're a great organization. They're a nonprofit insurance company. They're very progressive in terms of trying to get to the underlying causes of ill health, and which are lumped together in the phrase the social determinants of health, like poverty and having adequate housing and all those kinds of things.
Nutrition, probably.
Nutrition, yes. So Partnership funded a pilot program. So we actually are right now working with 15 homeless students that are either at Shasta College or Chiba, helping them succeed in school, do the most fundamental things like get them a replacement Social Security card, because they're often have either either left their homes voluntarily or in many cases been kicked out of their homes by their parents without any documents. So it ranges from getting a Social Security card to finding a place to live to going to court to try to get many of these are former foster kids who aged out of the system and because of a glitch were deemed ineligible for the after 18 supports that some foster kids can get. So she works hard to get those young people reinstated with those services. So I want to say that it's really quite inspiring and humbling to hear the stories of some of these young people and what they've been through. And they might be sleeping in their car. They might be sleeping at one friend's house one night and somebody else's house the next night. But they are, in fact, managing to go to school.
And that's really important. Well, I was thinking it would be interesting to have some stories. Is there success? Are we having success with getting people, you know, back into society and able to function?
We are. And, you know, this is a... It seems silly to say this, but this is a fairly new direction for healthcare to take. So the the top 5% of healthcare consumers account for about 50% of healthcare costs. And those are people like the ones that we've been talking about here with either an addiction or a serious mental illness, an inability to comply with the things that would make them be better. So also as a result that of the new direction, the new focus on this kind of care, there's not a lot of great outcome studies that say this percentage of people got this much better. But there are a lot of stories. There are a lot of anecdotal stories. And one of them that's was quite moving because this was a woman that all of us had seen many times in Reading, just driving around, a homeless woman in her 40s. Didn't want help. One day they arrived for work at the care center. She was laying, it wasn't raining at least, she was laying on the pavement in the parking lot. One of the care managers in the AOT program is a very do-whatever-it-takes person. She laid down on the pavement next to her and said, "Do you want help?" And she finally said yes, that she did. So she's now housed in a board and care facility, not a person who's probably ever going to be able to live on her own because of the severity of her mental illness, but clean, fed, and safe.
Wow, that's great. So
the number of a thing that has been very impactful to me is, as we hear these stories, is virtually all of the women who are homeless or in risky housing situations deal with sexual assault all the time.
Oh my gosh.
It's pervasive and there's a lot of intervention to develop there.
And there you have PTSD after that happens, and that's probably lot of the people are traumatized, correct? A lot of the mentally ill.
Absolutely. Traumatized and victimized repeatedly, yeah.
My goodness. So it's good work that you're doing, and that you're doing so much of it is really good for Shasta County and for the people here, and hopefully these that will make headway mm-hmm. over the years, the future years, as these programs take hold. And I would say that Hill Country seems to have a very good reputation for following through and bringing good programs and really doing what you say you're going to do and helping people.
We have a great team of employees that are very committed. One of the things that I think it keeps me going and is hopeful is that good data about how many homeless people there are is very hard to come by. There's the official HUD point in time count that happens on one day in January. But those counts are historically and notoriously very low. But a number that is consistent over many years is the thought that there are about 300 people in Shasta County who are homeless with a serious mental illness. And that's really the population that we're focusing on. When the Center of Hope is finished, it's being designed to be able to provide those intensive case management services to about 350 people. So the scale is such that we really could have a major impact. And it's not going to solve homelessness, but it's going to get many of the most vulnerable people engaged in services. And for the folks who are homeless and, bad actors and, antisocial personalities, all that kind of stuff, there's another set of responses that are appropriate for those folks. But for the ones who are seriously mentally ill, we need to develop a compassionate response.
Right. So just to circle back a little bit on some of the Center of Hope stuff, when you were talking about the kids in foster care that go to CHIBA, I wondered if there is anybody listening who's interested in checking out CHIBA, because their foster care students or foster care parents are there. How does a person get in touch with, or do they have openings? How do you get in CHIBA?
Well, I can't tell you that exactly, but I know they've grown rapidly, and I think they're trying to continue to accommodate the need for their services. I think they've now got about 70 kids or so enrolled. They also have an adult ed program. And CHIBA stands for the California Heritage Youth Build Academy. And if you look online or in the phone book, you'll find a phone number for them.
Right. And then I think another thing that you could explain a little bit more as far as the Center of Hope is about the transitional housing, because I don't think here today we've talked about the fact that it will be students. Students from CHIBA and Shasta College, you might have mentioned it, that will be staying in these 16 transitional housing units.
Yes.
And so it's people that are showing that they have a will, that they do want help, that they're trying to help themselves. Young people.
Yep.
The ages are 18 to 20.
18 to 24.
It
builds on the work that we've been doing in Round Mountain for many, many years. So I've been the CEO for 15 years. And for all of that time, we've had jobs here at the clinic in Round Mountain that were part-time jobs, sometimes very part-time jobs, that were kind of designed to accommodate high school and college students wrapped around their schedule. So we've launched a number of healthcare careers here in Round Mountain. So in Redding, at the Center of Hope, there will also be about 10 full-time entry-level jobs, custodial jobs, kitchen jobs, landscape jobs, that will be reserved for the young people that are living in the housing so that they can develop a resume and learn soft job skills. And then we'll also be reaching out to Lowe's and the other employers that are in the neighborhood to try to engage them in supporting employment of our participants as well.
Well, it sounds like a lot of good ideas in helping people that need help and want help to get it. So it's really exciting in that way. And so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. This is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, and I'm interviewing Lynn Dora, the CEO of Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, and we're talking about their many wonderful mental health services. And we'll review a little bit of the contact information and at the end, right now, starting in a little bit. And Lynn, if you have other issues that you think might be worth talking about, there's a new program regarding prisoner transition, isn't there?
Yes, we're going to be working with people as they are released from jail and have a one position that's dedicated to that project, who have chronic health conditions.
Is the person a mental health person, a medical person, a case manager?
It's a case manager type person. And then obviously that person is part of a healthcare team.
Right.
So lots of times people get out of jail in the middle of the night and with no place to go and really no resources to get them there. And they're sick. They have chronic health conditions. So this is another one of the programs that kind of fits into that approach, which is that 5% of the health population accounts for half of the energy and money spent on health care. So trying to get them into a stable and safe circumstance and with a medical home so
right.
that there's somebody that is really there. They are connected. Right. And that's really what I would say, you know, kind of in as a reflective point of view, is that I think why Hill Country has succeeded in the ways that we have is that our whole approach is based on human relationships. And so people really like it when they come here because our mission statement starts with kindness. Mm-hmm. And we mean that. And, you know, all up and down the line, the maintenance crew and everybody else knows that that's our value and our ethic. And so it gives people hope, and they're willing to try a little bit more, a little bit harder.
Okay, I'm going to give a little bit of general information about Hill Country for a moment, and then we'll talk about contact information, and we're almost running out of time. I'm going to give you the Hill Country mission. With kindness, Hill Country Health and Wellness Center works in partnership with our patients and community, providing to everyone the health care services, education, and support needed to live whole, healthy, and satisfying lives. Hill Country has been providing medical, mental health, and dental services in Shasta County since 1985. Services are provided in Round Mountain and Redding. And if you want to get in touch with Hill Country, the general number is 530-337-5750. And another thing that I also really like is on the care center information, it says Hill Country welcomes people of all races, ethnicities, and nationalities, people of all religions or none, people of all educational backgrounds, people of all economic backgrounds, people of all genders and sexual identities, people with diverse abilities, people of all family structures, and people of all body types. In other words, and in short, you. You out there that may be looking for a medical home. If you're new to Shasta County, you should certainly check out Hill Country in Redding or in Round Mountain. And also, as far as contacting, I don't think we ever gave the care center's phone number. The care center is one that's open every day of the year, every weekday, every holiday, every weekend day. The hours Monday through Friday are 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. The other
12.
12. Okay, so I'm mixing it up. Okay, 2 p.m. to 12.
No, noon to 9 p.m. weekdays.
Okay.
And 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekends and holidays.
Okay. Recently, I thought I saw it written down the other way. I'm sorry about that, but we're getting it from the person that knows over there. And their telephone number is 691-4446. You can call for a same-day or next-day appointment. And, of course, walk-ins are welcome. And it's at 1401 Gold Street in Redding. Okay. And the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team is available for urgent mental health evaluation, intervention, and resource linkage. It can help with most crisis situations, suicidal talk or behavior, bizarre or psychotic behavior, manic symptoms or behavior, extreme anxiety or panic, severe depression or hopelessness, or initiating hospitalization when appropriate. So if you would like that kind of crisis help, you can call the Mobile Crisis Outreach Unit at 530-238-7133 or for general information, 238-7134. And those are some of the most important numbers if you are having a mental health crisis. And as I said, for Hill Country, if you want to make an appointment to check out for medicated assisted treatment for drug abuse, or you just want to get in as a patient in dental, mental health, or the medical, you can call 530-337-5750. And people will very kindly take you through the process and try to get you to see the people that you need for good health. So, Lynn, we are almost done. Any wrapping up points that you would like to make? Oh, I know one thing I wanted to say. The Center of Hope is supposed to start.
We're supposed to break ground in July or August.
Of this year.
Quite soon.
And Hill Country is still raising money.
We are. And, probably this summer if you're on social media at all, if you're looking at the newspaper, you will see a crowdfunding campaign. And, in the spirit of the Hill Country's origins, which was built on homemade raviolis when we started this place in Round Mountain. We're going to be looking for hundreds, if not thousands, of $10 and $25 donations to build the Center of Hope. So please be have your eyes open, and I hope you'll help support it.
That would be very good. And okay, I guess we're almost to the end of the show. And so I thank you so much, Lynn, for coming and giving us all this good information. And thank you to you and all the great employees of Hill Country for doing the fantastic job that you do. Hey, I just have to say I am have been going to Hill Country for my medical care since 1985, day one of the clinic, I think. So I can really testify that you get fantastic care, and I just feel very lucky. It's one of the great things that we have here in Shasta County, that you can come to a place like this. So,
thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome. I mean it. Okay, so you have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. And we really do need some new volunteers right now, I'd like to add. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. And of course, you can also go to our website to get news about what's going on, about the program guide, and to donate, as I mentioned earlier. Thank you for listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN. If you would like to talk about your community organization and work, please call me at 337-1101. That's our business line. And coming up next on KKRN is the Tom Hartman program until 6, and then the broadcast from 6 to 7. Next week, you can turn in at 4 p.m. to hear With Good Reason from Pacifica Radio. And every Tuesday until I will be back at the end of the month, Community Works Radio is in general on the last Tuesday of the month. So we thank you for listening, and we hope if the other thing I will say is I'm going to post this on the website. I'm going to put an archive of this show, and I will also have the numbers on that page, so that if you want to know how to get in touch with any of these things that we've been talking about there, it will be right there. And in the meantime, it's going to take us all.
And the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip-hoppers and bebopers and women for equal pay. Farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain, seniors and soccer moms for a world that is humane. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. gonna take us all. Socialists and the anarchists, the pacifists and the humanists. Every culture and community takes black and white and brown. Times we won't see eye to eye.
Our book today in the Tom Hartmann Book Club is In Putin's Footsteps, Searching for the Soul of an Empire Across Russia's 11 Time Zones by Nina Khrushcheva and Jeffrey Taylor. This is from the introduction titled In Putin's Footsteps. On New Year's Eve 1999, journalists in the Russian president's press pool had a feeling that things were going to change. They were right. The feeble and aging Boris Yeltsin, who could barely board...